Okay, if you've got too much to do and too little time to do it, who are you going to call? The answer in South Korea is substitute man. It's a growth industry, even in these slow economic times. Substitute men stand ready to do just about anything you ask, within reason, for a reasonable fee. Jason Struther sends us a story from Seoul.
Cho Sung-hee revs up his engine, straps on a helmet, and locks down a large box attached to the back of his motorbike. Embroidered on his green vest is his employer's name, Anyman. The service essentially rents out substitute men and women for just about anything you need. Cho has been doing this job for 2 years.
그러니까 저희는 고객들이 원하는 모든 것 그러니까
We do whatever our clients ask us to do, especially the things they either don't like doing or are too busy to do themselves. They call us or text message us, and we go right to their homes.
Cho runs about 20 to 30 errands a day. The 36-year-old says most of the time he's just asked to pick up takeout from restaurants that don't deliver. Cho is paid on commission. He makes around $2,000 a month. Anyman isn't the only company in South Korea that offers this type of service, but it's probably the biggest. The company has hundreds of substitute men across the country, serving thousands of clients, and it advertises on television and online.
야식 사다 줄 사람 없을까?
죽이라도 보내주고 싶은데.
1588 우리 친구 애니맨을 불러봐.
This Anyman promotional video includes customer testimonials. Clients send in thanks for taking care of sick loved ones. A student studying in the U.S. expresses gratitude to Anyman for clearing out his school locker back in Seoul. While Anyman's motto is they'll do anything, company president Yoon Ju-yeol says his agents don't perform sexual favors and they won't break the law. But he tells me one story that suggests they'll bend some rules.
여기도 어차피 장면이 나오는데 남자 여자 간에 동거를 했는데
We had a call once from a pregnant girl who was fighting with her boyfriend because he didn't want to marry her, Yoon says. So she hired one of our agents to pose as her mother and pressure the boyfriend to propose. He says now they are happily married. Yoon says his clients aren't the wealthy idol. They're mostly working women and mothers who need extra help. That's why Oh Chung-un started using Anyman a few years back. She says in Seoul, it's almost impossible to rely on friends and family anymore for support.
예전에는 저희가 그 서로 품앗이 해주는 그런 문화가 있었어요.
The traditional culture of a community coming together to help one another is gone in Korea today. Everyone is so busy these days that it's rude to ask someone else for help. I don't feel comfortable asking a company like Anyman because I'm paying for it.
Although these days, she's actually working for Anyman, fielding customer calls. Oh says the customers expect a high level of service, and they sometimes forget that substitute men have other clients too. Anyman agent Cho Sung-hee says that's the biggest problem with the job. He's on call 24 hours a day, and if something goes wrong, he doesn't get paid.
There are times when I'm so busy making deliveries that I'm late, and they refuse to take what I got for them.
Cho gets a call from one of his regular clients and rushes out the door. He has to pick up her contact lens prescription and get it to her right away. Cho says he'd take me with him, but he doesn't want to get slowed down. He's worried that if the client has to wait too long, she'll just find another substitute man. For The World, I'm Jason Struther in Seoul, South Korea.